It's Saturday the 9th of January 2016 and I'm still in my hotel in Muscat in Oman and I'm preparing to go home. I'll be leaving in about 4 hours' time. Last time I was here 2 years ago, the university claimed to have arranged a late checkout for me, but they hadn't. And this time, this exactly the same thing has happened. So I'm going to be charged heftily before I leave, but I've made it clear to my colleagues in the College of Nursing that I'll be expecting to reclaim this and to be repaid pretty quickly. There's a level of inefficiency out here which is just unbelievable. Messages rarely get passed on, and of course the hotel won't trust that the university will pay it, so it falls on me, and this kind of thing just makes me furious. I'm now worried that my transport won't be arranged either, because that was also done by word of mouth, so I'll be very surprised if that turns up to take me. I'll probably have to end up getting a taxi. Another glorious day here, blue skies, bright sunshine, not so warm that you can't walk. Quite a nice breeze actually, so I went out again this morning for coffee at a Starbucks. But otherwise I've been working in my room, working on the Jan Interactive blog and the podcast that I do along with that. Working on my blog entry for Sigma Theta Tau, which I try to do at least monthly and certainly to coincide with each international trip, and making a start to a piece which a few of us are putting together on the basis of our email distribution list that Linda Shields from Australia copies several hundred of us into, I think, by the looks of the numbers of emails there. But a few of us have picked up on this issue of nurses' participation in execution by lethal injection in the United States, so I've made a start to that, written an introduction to it and sent it off to Linda. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. So I'm just going to get packed, try yet again to get a haircut downstairs in the hotel lobby, go to the gym for a while, and then go running, get some dinner, and then see if my transport comes. Hello, check out please. 234. That's right, yeah.
So the room's covered during the breakfast and lunch and dinner,
yeah,
by the university.
And I'm going to pay, I think, for the extended checkout.
That's already
it's sorted, is it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much. I knew I was right.
You're right.
I was beginning to think I was going mad. And I've got some laundry and things to pay for, too. Well, I've encountered a novel concept here in Doha Airport. I've never seen economy passengers being boarded first before business class passengers, but never mind. I've also never been sent to the back of the queue because I'm a business class passenger, but you live and learn.
My time to door would be 1 hour and 13 minutes exactly. We will fly at 32,000 feet from the ground. Respect generally good weather condition along the route. Anyway, for your safety, I will suggest you to keep your seatbelts fastened at all times, even in the time of the future. Three door, we have sky clear, moderate wind, good visibility, ground temperature of 22 degrees Celsius centigrade. That's all for the time being. Further information, just a few minutes prior to that, I will serve the door. Thank you very much for your attention. Enjoy your flight on Five Star Airlines. 40 minutes from now. The local time is 15 minutes past 11 p.m. Latest weather in Doha gives sky clear, moderate wind, good visibility, and ground temperature is 20 degrees Celsius centigrade. Off of Qatar Airways in New York, it's been a pleasure to have you on board, and we wish you a very pleasant stay in Doha.
Very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the state of Qatar. We have just landed at Doha, your gateway to the world. The local time is 10:10 PM. For your safety, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the aircraft has come to a complete stop and the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please ensure you have all your personal belongings with you as you leave the aircraft.
Also, 5 minutes to go. Flight 9, and we'll climb to 40,000 feet. Listen, back then, with weather conditions for a route with a national light bumpers, you have your seatbelt fastened at all times, even if the seatbelt sign has been switched off. The last weather report from Manchester was expecting light rain, maybe it's going to be cloudy, probably cloudy, probably 2 or 3 degrees Celsius at landing. We're supposed to arrive on time. And your cabin senior director today is Mr. Lane, and the rest of the crew will look after your safety and comfort. We trust you will enjoy your flight this time for our services. Just have a great stay aboard. Thank you. To show, bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to United Kingdom. We just landed at Manchester Airport Terminal 2, where the local time is 15 minutes past 6 in the morning, and the outside temperature is 2 degrees. For your safety, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please ensure that you have all your personal belongings with you as you leave the aircraft. Also remember that smoking...
Just on our way to Hull, where this train terminates. Please ensure you have all your personal items with you before you leave us. To carry a gap between train and platform edge. Quick reminder, whilst on about the station, do please keep luggage and personal belongings with you or in full view at all times. If you see anything on the suspicious...